Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Germ, I need you to stand by. I'm gonna send you some. We're not gonna have it today. We'll have it Monday. But Joe Biden just weighed in on Kamala Harris. God, I think he's trying to tank her campaign. The quote from Joe Biden is, "We're singing from the same song sheet. She helped pass all the laws. She was a major player in everything we've done." I'm telling you, as sure as I am sitting here, Joe Biden is trying to tank the Kamala Harris campaign, which I think it's beautiful. I think it's him getting a little bit of payback for the fact that Kamala Harris and her enablers pushed him right over the cliff. Well, having said that, I told you we were going to end on an up note. Fun note, anyway. Netflix has this brand new 6-episode documentary out on Vince McMahon. It is entitled Mr. McMahon. I have now watched it twice. I know it sounds crazy, but I have. I have watched it twice. I watched it the first time, and I thought, all right, it's okay. You know, not bad. I checked with some of my friends who are still in the business. Like, yeah, you know, it's pretty close. And I've got a couple of friends who actually spent time working for Vince. I'm not here to tell you that I worked for Vince. I worked exactly one time in the big setting when I did WrestleMania. I've told you that story. The one where Stone Cold Steve Austin went over Shawn Michaels. And we had Pete Rose was there, who was absolutely hysterical. Mike Tyson was there, who was pretty funny. Where else? I mean, we NWA New England, we did a lot of jobs, if you will, for McMahon when he came to town. But I don't really have a lot of history with him. So I watched it. I thought, yeah, these are the buzz that I've heard for years. Now, I personally have a bone of contention with McMahon because, as successful a businessman as he is, and he's brilliant, he destroyed what I loved, which was pro wrestling. It hasn't been pro wrestling in decades. It's been sports entertainment. But that's my perspective. Now, Mike Dickinson, a little younger than I am, and I know he grew up watching pro wrestling, but he's very much, he's on board with sports entertainment. So I wanted to find out from Mike what it was that he thought of the documentary and what he's hearing from some of his friends. Mike, thank you for joining us on a Friday, buddy.
Anytime for you, anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. I saw pictures of you with Cody Rhodes, and for Wednesday, you should know that Colette McKeacha now says if you are arrested for being part of a pro-Hamas terror, you know, a pro-Hamas picket or gathering, whatever we're going to call it, you have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Yeah,
that sounds like Colette. No real consequences.
She's not fooling around anymore. It used to be a half a page. All right, so Mike, tell me, you've watched Mr. McMahon, the 6-part series on Netflix. What are you thinking?
I thought that it was very good. I thought that it very much. I thought like the first 5 episodes really were pretty much just. Well, really, probably the first 4 episodes were a complete, like, history of WWE and wrestling.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, how it formed, how Vince bought it from his father, how he kind of created this vision and built it. Really, the beginnings were all kind of built around having this over-the-top big personality, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And then how he kind of changed it and going to the times to be more reality-based. And then how it kind of went from this little mom and pop general store to being what it is now, which is Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like that was one probably my takeaway from it.
All right. Now, I'm curious to know, because I put myself in this category, and I say it all the time, I am a pro wrestling guy. I've never really been the, quote, sports entertainment guy. I probably fell off the ship right as the whole Hulkamania thing was running wild. After that, I don't know. I just haven't found it to be my cup of tea. But you do like the sports entertainment portion, right?
Yes, I like the idea that they create these characters and they have a story. I mean, I thought, honestly, I thought the Cody Rhodes story that kind of peaked, well, not peaked, but it reached its conclusion last year when he won the championship at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. and it took almost two and a half years to tell that story. I thought that was probably the best job of sports entertainment and storytelling that they have done for a while. But I like those kinds of stories where they take something and you know, there's a good guy, there's a very defined good guy, there's a very defined bad guy, and it looks like it's not going to be surmountable for the good guy to go over, and then everything comes together. And I think if you look at the best storylines in the history of WWE that I've liked, yep. you know, Daniel Bryan overcoming the authority to win, you know, Cody Rhodes, I like the DX Attitude Era and Stone Cold Era too, oh, yeah. because those guys were, you know, those were the first time, and I think they were the early runners of what we see now, which is Vince was smart enough to build up the anti-hero, the bad guy, so to speak, the one that does what we all wish we could do and say those things, and they became, you know, I mean, Stone Cold should have been a bad guy, but everybody loved, everyone has always wanted to tell their boss those things. And same thing with DX.
You know, that's a great point. Mike Dickinson is joining us, and Mike is a great guy, does our reporting as well, but he is a dedicated WWE fan, and we're talking a little bit about this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. You're absolutely right. Vince created or allowed the people to cheer for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, if you go back even a generation, even a decade, it was clear. Bad guys were easily defined, right? First, they were the Germans. Then they were the Japanese. They were the the Soviets, the Iranians, right? There was always a national hook to it that played into whatever was happening on the world stage. And it was always that all-American guy, whether it was Bob Backlund or later on Hulk Hogan, that, as you say, would go over. But Stone Cold Steve Austin speaks for... He really was the everyman, right? He was like, hey... Boss, yeah. Blank you.
Right. And he was the guy that everybody at some point in their life that's had a job, which is all of us, have wanted to be, because he's the guy that would just say and do whatever anyone wanted to do. And that's what I think, you know, he was the first guy to do that. And Vince McMahon was smart enough to realize he had something with that and be like, hey, this is redefining what the good guy is. He's a bad guy, but he's a good guy.
Yep.
And it's not really traditional. And if you look at really, it began the whole Attitude Era. I think that Bischoff is in it and talks a little bit about it, but Vince saw some of the good things that Bischoff started with the NWO and
yep.
I guess the reality TV. I mean, everything we see now on TV and TV shows and movies, it's a lot of reality-based stuff, like stuff that could really happen in real life.
That's right.
And, you know, NWO was the first one where you couldn't tell, hey, do these people really not like each other? Are they from WWE? What are they doing here? Do they really, is this personal to them? Is this like a real thing? And then Vince saw that and was like, hey, I could do something with this. And then he created DX, and then that kind of transformed a whole bunch of other, I mean, like, when you had, I mean, all the stuff that you saw with, like, CM Punk v. Triple H,
yep.
hey, do they really not like each other? Is Cody Rhodes really being kept down on purpose? Is Daniel Bryan, is Triple H and Stephanie really, do they really dislike Daniel Bryan? Is Triple H really this bad guy when he was in that character?
Yeah.
And so Vince was smart enough to tap into all of that.
He did, and I'll tell you what, I think the guy who comes across, Vince is clearly brilliant. He may be evil, he may be this, that, or the other, but he's brilliant. And I think that Paul Levesque, Triple H, comes across as one of, it's going to sound weird, but one of the great thinkers, one of the best minds in the business. Mike, I appreciate you jumping on today. We'll do that again. We got to get some extra time where we just have a little fun and investigate this a little bit more. That is Mike Dickinson, good guy. Follow him over on X, MikeD4RVA. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.